Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And we have a big show for you this weekend. My first guest is a musical legend and a friend of mine for years, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. Then from MeTV with a whole bunch of horror movies on this weekend, Svengali will be joining us. Actress, singer, she does it all. Rachel Bloom will be on the show. Next hour, this guy really tore it up in the 60s and still recording today. We're talking about Tommy Rowe from Blue Bloods and the Sopranos, one of our Italian buddies, Steve Sciarippa, and then from the Army Reserves, talking about fuel reservations and electric reserves, Major Martin Araujo, and then Halloween fun with Lynn Lilly. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Bill Medley.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like people in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today, and that song is the most played song in radio history, and that was told to me directly a few years ago by our next guest. Not only one of the most talented guys in our business, but one of the nicest, too. From the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks, Rook. How are you?
I'm doing...
Everything good out there?
Oh, yeah. Everything's been great. It's been a long time since you and I spent some time together over in Branson. We did a thing at the Dick Clark Theater. Then we came over to the Andy Williams Theater. We had dinner, you, me, my wife, and Paul Revere. And, boy, I miss those times, Bill.
Yeah, man. You know what? That Branson thing was really fun, and I enjoyed it, and I got to work with my family and have my family there. And It just, it was terrific.
And that Andy Williams Theater is probably one of the best built theaters in Branson. Do you not agree?
Absolutely agree. Well, Andy Williams was such a pro. And, yeah, the sound, the lights, how, you know, it was just done perfectly.
I recall the evening, and I'm sure you don't, but I got to tell this story. Okay, we're having dinner, and it's Paul Revere, the late Paul Revere, who was a terrific guy, Bill, my wife, and I, and it starts to rain, so the cars are parked way far away, so Bill, the gentleman, takes the umbrella and walks my wife to the car, and my wife said, boy, if I only could tell this story to my graduating class, that I'm walking in the rain with Bill Medley while while Bill leaves Paul Revere and I in the back, soaking wet. Bill, tell us about the new partnership now with Bucky Hurd, who, of course, was big in Branson.
Yeah, he was big in Branson. And, you know, it's just, you know, and Bucky and I talk about it all the time. It went together so smoothly, and I really wasn't looking to team up with somebody, but I'd had, you know, my manager and friends and a lot of guys and people in the business saying, boy, you should, you know, reform the Righteous Brothers because people want to hear that music. And I went out one night because Bucky and I had been friends for years, and out there. He was one of the first guys I ever met in Branson when we went there, and he started doing a show down at this smaller theater, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in the show, and I went down to see him, and I didn't know he was that good, to tell you the truth, and because I'd only seen him do. He was one of the Blues Brothers at the Legend show. He was John Belushi.
Right.
And boy, he sang those Journey songs. I said, my Lord, he just killed them. And I said to myself, well, if I was ever going to do this, that would be the guy. Not only was he a phenomenal singer, and he was heavily influenced by Bobby Hatfield, so he has a lot of Bobby naturally in him, but, he was a friend, and he was somebody that I just really liked a lot, and so it just fell in. It was perfect. We sat around the piano, sang a few songs, and I said, yep, I think we ought to try this. If you're up for it, we'll go try it.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to be able to sit across from a piano with you and say, okay, you're part of the team, Bucky. And, you know, I don't know if people really realize this, but a partnership like you had with Bobby and now with Bucky is even closer than a marriage, because sometimes you're on the road more with the partner than you are with your family.
Yeah, Bobby and I used to joke about that all the time, that we had a closer we spent more time together than we did with our family.
Sure.
And it's truth, and it's not just spending time together. I mean, you're spending really quality time, you know, and you're going out on the stage, and when you're on stage with a partner, you just really have to trust each other and rely on each other, and it becomes a real different kind of bond, you know, and Bobby and I certainly had that, and Bucky and I, we just finished our third year, and we definitely have that bond, and it's a family.
It's a family, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
I meant what I said in the introduction about being one of the nicest guys in this business. That is true. You do something on stage, and you did it to me one night, and I thought it was a stroke of genius when you made mention of the fact that after many years, I think the song was Yesterday that was played the most, and then when placement song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, beat it out. You said, I want to thank everybody, including you, Ron, all the people in the radio business. And that was a nice touch. It really is something that people in our business really don't get that very often. I thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, listen, success is never built alone, you know. And it's not like they say, you know, I mean, it takes everything and everybody coming together, you know, like it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes three villages to keep a career going. And if it wasn't for you wonderful radio folks, it wouldn't happen. Just wouldn't happen.
But you got to have the product, and you have the product. There's no question about it. A Grammy winner, an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and an American Music Award, and pinning the song "Little Latin Loop-de-Loo." Also, "My Babe." Is that the "My Babe" that Elvis did a cover of one time?
I don't know if Elvis did it, but there's a couple of songs kind of like that are called "My Babe." I don't know. I know that a few bands have recorded "My Babe," just because it's kind of a simple, kind of cool little rock and roll song.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, regular spot back in the 60s with the TV show Shindig. Wasn't that Dick's production, Shindig?
No, it was, I don't know who. I know that the director, and he probably was his company that put it on, was Jack Good. He was from England. Now Dick Clark did Paul Revere's. What the heck was the name of that?
Oh gosh, used to be on in the afternoon. Well, I can't think of it.
Paul was crazy, and the band was crazy, and it was on the beach, and
that
was a great show, but that was Dick's, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We're going to pause for a second here, Bill, and we're going to come back, but I do want to remind everybody several times during our little chat with Bill Medley, the great Bill Medley, that if you're down in the Florida area, the Van Weasel Performing Arts Center in Sarasota, that Barbara Mann Center in Fort Myers, Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, and then the Sunrise Theater, Fort Pierce, at the Disney Theater, located at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center, and then you're going to be at the Villages. You know, I toured Florida, Bill, I don't know if you knew this, and when we were talking with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs, including You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and I'm going to be in Orlando and the Villages to see you on the
question. Perfect.
Now, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with my friend Bill Medley. If you get a chance to see Bill and Bucky Hurd, you got to do it. It's one of the greatest shows in the entertainment business today. I guarantee you that. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know they got a hell of a band.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I love that song. You're my soul and inspiration. Gosh, I can remember in the 60s being a disc jockey and in the good old days, as they say, and just playing the heck out of that thing. Bill, it's tough for talent like yourself, any talent that has had a lot of songs, to break new material. Because when you go to a Righteous Brothers concert, you want to hear You Lost That 11 Feeling. You want to hear You're My Soul and Inspiration, all the other great songs. I mean, how do you break new material?
You know, it's pretty tough, and you're always caught between, I'm at an age, and I feel blessed that I, you know, get to come out and perform to people, and people still want to hear these songs and this and that. As far as, you know, still recording and this and that, it really becomes tough, and Bucky and I have discussed it, that we would record, you know, if somebody came up with really, really great songs, you know, because that's really what it's all about. It starts with a song and pretty much ends with a song. And we will record if, you know, if everything was right, if the songs were right. But at this point, we're very satisfied and feel blessed, like to be coming out there to Florida and being able to perform to the people that fell in love with that music.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, another huge hit. A lot of these songs that were famous that you guys made as a duet were not sung as a duet.
Yeah, they, you know, Unchained Melody was, you know, a lot of people think that either we wrote it or it was written for us, but it was in a movie called Unchained in the 50s, and one of our, Bobby's and my real singing heroes, actually it was Elvis Presley's favorite singer too, was a singer, Roy Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy Hamilton had recorded Unchained Melody, so we knew it from, you know, Roy. And when we went into the studio, Bobby would do a solo and I would do a solo because there was only so many duets we could come up with. I was producing the albums and Bobby said he wanted to do Unchained Melody, so I made the arrangement and all that, produced it, and Bobby just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And you never know. And it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was Unchained Melody was on the B-side of a Phil Spector production, Hung on You. But for some reason, all you wonderful disc jockeys took the song and flipped it over, and Unchained Melody became a monster.
Yeah,
and then they put it in Ghost 25 years later, and made it even bigger.
You know, I was watching a clip the other night of Ed Sullivan. As you can tell, I live a very boring life. But
yeah,
the clip was you, Bobby, singing with Peggy Lee. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that was, that, you know, Bobby and I were at an age that we were fans of all those people from that era, even the Sinatra era, and had the pleasure of opening for Jack Benny back in 66. And that was just one of the coolest. I mean, we opened for the Beatles, but we were more excited about opening for Jack Benny. But singing, I think we did Yes Indeed.
Yeah.
With Peggy Lee, and Peggy Lee was just an incredible singer and artist, so we were thrilled to death about it.
Is your daughter still touring with you, too?
Yep, she's out there. It's really funny because she was born when I recorded I've Had the Time of My Life.
Really?
And now she's, now she's 31, and she's out there singing I've Had the Time of My Life with me. Wow. So it's just wonderful to have her.
She's not only talented, very pretty girl, too, I might add.
Thank you.
You told a story in Branson when you were out there about being a greeter at Walmart. And so several days after I returned to Orlando, I went to Walmart, begged, borrowed, pleaded, and spent a ton of money to buy a Walmart jacket and put your name on it. And
I know. Yeah. No, I still have that. I have it at my Branson house. I have that hanging in the closet, and when I have a spare time, I go down to Branson and make a few bucks. I go down to Walmart.
Do you still live, have a house in Branson? I know you said you wanted to buy dirt.
Yeah, I still have a home there. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep it, but it was kind of a bucket list. Paula and I, my wife, we kind of designed the house, and my wife Paula decorated it, and it was kind of a bucket list house. It's on 20 acres, and it's kind of a lodge-looking house, and boy, I just love it.
Yeah, that's a great area, but there's no doubt about
it.
You know, Tony Orlando doesn't perform there anymore, but he lives there because he just loves the town, as you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tell us the story about how the name came about. You told me that once before. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Bobby and I got together, I guess it was about 1962, and we were called the Paramours, and Bobby and I were doing a lot of duets together because we just clicked, you know. It was just kind of one of those magical things, and we were doing all rhythm and blues and from all the great black artists that influenced us. And we were raised in Orange County, and Orange County was a very white county in those days, but there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine Base, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the nightclub singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and there was a saying at the time that, you know, if you had a neat-looking car or this and that, they said, boy, what a righteous-looking car,
right?
Which meant good. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And a lot of times, Bobby and I, when we would come to work, they would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend.
Yeah.
We went in and recorded a little Latin Loopy Lou, and we needed a name because it wasn't the Paramours. It was just Bobby and I. And I think it was Bobby that said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we did, and it stuck.
That's such a cool story.
Stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I love that story. Bill, aside from the Florida dates, for other dates, is the website therighteousbrothers.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it The Righteous Brothers or Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, The Righteous Brothers.
Bill, I could probably talk to you for about 7 or 8 days and still have more to go. But I will see you on the 19th. Check out therighteousbrothers.com. They're going to be in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Pierce, Orlando, and the Villages in Florida during the next couple of weeks and then on from there. Bill, you are always welcome here, my friend. You know that. I absolutely know that you will never retire, and I appreciate that because we'd be missing out on a lot of great times in the future.
Well, as long as the audiences can hold up, I can hold up. They inspire me.
They're going to hold up for one heck of a long time.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a real joy talking to you, and bless you, and have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you and your family, and we'll see you on the 19th, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, Bill. Our very special guest, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
Ron, thank you very much. It'll be great to see you and the missus down there, and maybe we can catch a drink or something.
Bill, that would be great. I look forward to it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Elon Musk has taken ownership of Twitter with brutal efficiency, firing top executives immediately for providing little clarity over how he will achieve the lofty ambitions he has outlined for the influential social media platform. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates even at a cost to economic growth as data showed rising inflationary pressures. The Bank of Japan kept ultra-low interest rates and maintained its dovish guidance, cementing its status as an outlier among global central banks tightening monetary policy as recession fears dampen prospects for a solid recovery. And Russian President Vladimir Putin showed no regrets for the war against Ukraine, insisting it was going to plan and playing down any nuclear standoff with the West, while both sides prepared for what could be a key battle in Kherson. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before Halloween, we have one of the last of the breeds of scary television hosts.
They get the stuff. They totally stop. They get the stuff. They totally stop. When the moon is full, the mummy's gone. Now everybody go and they totally stop.
Live Nationwide with Ron Segi today, and that is the music of an old friend of mine, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. He recorded that song in 2016 to talk about our next guest. It's called the Svengoolie Stomp. Joining us right now from MeTV, Svengoolie. Hey, how you doing, my friend? Nice to have you back.
Great to talk to you again, Ron. And yeah, Freddie Cannon is such a terrific guy, and it surprised the heck out of me when he called me and said, "Hey, I just wrote a song about you." I mean, I couldn't ask for a nicer tribute.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. There's no doubt about it, and I hope he's doing well, too. Well, it's nice to have you back here, my friend. And as we were mentioning before we went on the air, we chatted several times in the past. And our guest, of course, is the host of a television show on MeTV. You know, Svengoolie, I love that network, MeTV. I watch that every night. I watch Perry Mason. I watch Alfred Hitchcock. I watch The Twilight Zone. I watch you. What a great lineup on that channel.
Well, definitely. You know, I think that's why MeTV is really the nation's number one classic television network. And I especially like that, again, this year, we're doing the Scream With Me block of stuff from Friday to Sunday. And, you know, we've got, you know, great episodes of all those favorites that you mentioned. You know, we've got a Perry Mason where a songwriter meets a bad end, which, you know, is like, holy cow. And so many of these other great shows, it's just great. And I think it's funny because, you know, it makes more fun. There's comedy mixed in there. There's the stuff that we run all the time that's scary, as you mentioned. The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock and even the Addams Family. So we've got all that stuff in there. And other episodes of various sitcoms, you know, just based on, scary stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a baby boomer heaven is what it is. Now, MeTV Network's Scream With Me, we just mentioned, is going to feature, believe it or not now, as you mentioned, Leave It to Beaver, The Addams Family, Gilligan's Island, The Beverly Hillbillies, and a 1965 classic, the legendary Frankenstein meets the space monster. And you bring back, as we and I have chatted in the past, the old, back in the 50s and the 60s, late night scary shows on Saturday night that usually, and at least in the city that I lived in, it was the anchorman that did the 6 o'clock news, and he put a flashlight under his chin, a little bit of makeup on, and then he was some monster. They were really funny, and at the time, very scary.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everybody grew up in a market that had a horror movie host, and many times it was one of the news anchors, or it was the guy that did sports or whatever, and it's a real tradition, and I'm really happy that we've been able to continue the tradition of hosted horror movies. We've been on nationwide now for over 10 years, and I think that's kind of a record as far as any of these type shows, as far as national exposure. So I'm very flattered that everybody has joined in watching us.
Well, I tell you, you do a great job with it. And, of course, spend a lot of time in Chicago television, 8 regional Emmy Awards, Chicago Television's Academy prestigious Silver Circle for outstanding contribution to Chicago television, 8 Rondo Awards, which honor, by the way, the best of horror sci-fi genre for the favorite horror host. And now, of course, you have this comic book debut, Svengoolie Meets the DC Universe, where you're alongside Superman, Wonder Woman, the Joker. And it all started, am I correct in assuming this, because I think you and I had this conversation before, in Cleveland by a gentleman that actually I had met back in the mid-60s, at the time, WKYC Radio, that I got the idea for using for my radio name, which was Ronnie G, and he was Jerry G. But he was the original Svengoolie?
Yes, that's correct. In Chicago, he was Jerry G. Bishop.
Right.
And he just happened to be the staff announcer back when they had live staff announcers at TV shows and TV stations. He would be on Friday nights when the horror movies were on, and he started doing this voice and this character, and it built into him doing, you know, a whole live on video version of the character hosting horror movies. And I was just a fan of his. I wrote him, you know, material, and he found out I was a broadcast student, and he liked the stuff I was sending him. He made requests for certain things, brought me in to do voices, and eventually it was him that decided that I should be his successor, first as son of Svengoolie.
As I mentioned before, I was a big fan of his, and when they needed a radio name, they said that Ron said he was too ethnic, okay? So they said, what do you pick? And I said, you know, there's a disc jockey that I've heard heard about. I met once or twice, and I'm going to use the G. A great story. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that Sven Gulli really is the very talented Rich Cause. And, you know, I got to tell you something. You do a great job with this. And to be able to come up with new material on a show so much in demand, so much in the public eye, is not an easy thing, especially when you have to have it targeted so much to a sci-fi type of approach.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. That's really nice of you. And it's like, yeah, I always wonder sometimes, you know, since I started doing this over 40 years ago now, it's always like, you know, am I going to run out of ideas? But fortunately, you know, there's always new stuff that kind of spurs my mind, and I can come up with new things. And I'm very, very lucky that, you know, I always joke with people that it took me 40 years to become an overnight success, but I'm really grateful for it.
Boy, ain't that true. You make a lot of appearances, do you not, at different shows, too? I mean, you're not only, you know, it reminds me of the days of the disc jockeys where they do, you know, a couple of hours a night and make $1 billion doing record ops.
Yeah, I have to say now, we haven't been doing as much. I have some health conditions, coronary, and I'm diabetic. And because of that, my doctors have said during this time that maybe it's better that I'm not, even though I'm inoculated, that I don't, you know, meet so many people. So we've kind of been laying low, but I think this will be the last year that happens. I think we're well on our way to coming back. And I miss doing it just because it's so great to actually meet the people who are watching you. You know, with radio, you get phone calls from people. With TV, you know, you do the show, and the only way you have contact a lot of times person to person is when you go out and do appearances, and I really miss that.
Well, you know, you really brought back a genre that has been missing, but I have to tell you something, you have done it superbly, and the success of it is unbelievable. Now, this weekend, by the way, as we mentioned before, is MeTV's annual Scream With Me. It's returning this weekend as we speak. It is on there with our good friend Rich Cause, who, of course, is Sven Gulli. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, okay, how's Freddie doing these days, and does he ever make an appearance on the show singing that song?
Yeah, he did, actually. We made a whole music video of it, and last time we talked to him, he's doing okay. Again, just like me, he hasn't been doing as many appearances. But again, we're hoping that we'll do more. And he has a second song that he's been working on for me. And I'm hoping that, you know, we'll eventually get to do a video with that, too.
Oh, that's great. Well, Rich, you are always welcome here. You know that I'm going to be watching not only this weekend for the Scream With Me on MeTV's annual Scream With Me, as we mentioned. And anytime you want to come back and chat, you just pick up the phone and I will be there for you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Brian. That's nice to hear. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're not sure where to watch MeTV or you want to see what the schedule is for the Screamin' With Me, all you got to do is go to MeTV.com and you'll find all that information. You can scream with me this weekend.
We're going to do that. Thanks, Rich. We look forward to your return.
Thank you, Ron. Always nice to talk to you.
Our guest has been Sven Gulli. I got to tell you something. He does a sensational job on MeTV. And he's on, of course, all the time. But the network Scream With Me weekend is this weekend. Sven Gulli, Rich Cause. And in the beginning of this segment, we introduced Sven Gulli by playing the song that Freddie Boom Boom Cannon recorded, especially for him, the Sven Gulli Stomp. And those of you who remember Freddie Boom Boom Cannon from the early 60s with songs like Palisades Park, Tallahassee Lassie, and so many more, remember what a wild man he was on stage. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgwick today.
They can't just stop. Sven Gulli stop. They can't just stop. Sven Gulli stop. When the moon is full, the mummy's gone. Now everybody's doing the Sven Gulli stop. When I went to a party a Saturday night, I walked into the room. It was an eerie sight. Everybody dressed like one to see. They were watching Sven Gulli on TV. She did the stop.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and
the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wide and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Our next guest is really a talented lady. There is no doubt about it. An actress, a comedian, a writer, a singer, a producer, best known for co-creating and starring as Rebecca Bunch in the CW musical comedy drama series Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, for which she won a 2016 Golden Globe for Best Actress in a TV Series, also a TCA Award and a Critics' Choice Award. Joining us right now is Rachel Bloom. Hi, Rachel. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. What a lovely accolade-filled introduction. Thank you.
It's always easy to do an introduction like that to someone when everything is true. You know, a lot of times you bring on a person and they have done nothing, okay, and you're giving them this big buildup. In your case, everything is true. You are really a talented lady, and I'm so glad that you're here. I think the first time in the 32 years we've been doing this show.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Well, you're very nice.
Well, thank you very much. You're very nice, too, and I kind of think we got a thing going here now, don't you think, Rachel? It's already, you know, blooming, if you excuse a pun.
Listen, I'm blushing, but I don't disagree.
We're going to talk about all the things that you've done in a remarkable career and all the awards that you've won, and deservingly so. But I'm going to talk about this new show that is currently streaming on Hulu called Reboot. And let me set this up, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a great idea. There has been, over the years, a lot of Hollywood shows that have classic titles to them. And, producers, directors, financiers, networks, they say, well, let's do something with that show because it was so successful. Shows like Sabrina, Fuller House, Girl Meets World. You guys did this, and Steve Levitin, of course, who was responsible for Modern Family, have done something very unique, and that is a comedy about a comedy rebooting a comedy. Tell us about this, Rachel. I love this idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a fictitious show that's being rebooted. It's a kind of cheesy sitcom from the late 90s, early 2000s called Step Right Up, and they decide to reboot it on Hulu, even though the show Reboot itself is on Hulu. And the title is about the reboot, but it's also about everyone involved in the show getting a reboot on their lives and getting a second chance. And I think it's a brilliant idea because, I mean, every show that's ever been made at this point is getting a reboot. And in a way, everyone coming back together on these shows, I imagine, it's like a mini high school reunion. I mean, the people who haven't worked together in 20, 30, sometimes 40 years going back to their old set. And I think it's a really great premise.
Well, the reason I like it, and I think it is a great premise, is one of the things that it does is it alleviates the problem of a serious reboot. Because if you take a serious reboot and it falls on its face because everybody's older and the chemistry isn't there anymore for whatever reason, then the problem becomes it's a failure. This, you can always make it into a comedy because you can address a possible failure.
Yes, that is true. There's inherent comedy in it. I mean, there's a dark and gritty version of this. That's not this. Makes you laugh. It's a really funny show, but also has a lot of heart and isn't frivolous. You're not watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not a hard drama.
It's not a hard. Is it a series of episodes, Rachel?
Well, there are eight episodes.
And
it's just season one for now, and we're waiting to hear if we get a season two, and that is not within the control of a mere actor.
Well, when you say a mere actor, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this lady has done so many things in front of the camera and behind the camera. I'm always in awe of actors, actresses that go beyond just being in front of the camera, because when you're directing a show, producing a show, there's a lot of responsibilities in itself, let alone the performance, and then, of course, you're under the stress and strain of telling people what to do and make sure that you do it so they don't come back to you and say, well, you did it this way, and you have to say, I'm the boss. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're also all different skills. I mean, in the case of this show, I was just acting on it, which kind of a pleasure and a relief that there were so many decisions I didn't have to worry about. I could just go and say blah, 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 and do my lines and play my character. But yes, I mean, in something like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which I co-wrote, acting was kind of the least of my problems. Like, it was almost like, oh, I have to go act now, but I really wish I could write this song. It was a musical, and I was involved in writing the song. So to be just an actor on this is very refreshing, but writing is a whole other skill, and I consider myself a writer as much of an actor.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times people just go into the behind the scenes because they feel that's the next step for their career, and they don't really know anything about it and don't really care about it. By the way, you talk about everything that you do with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Rachel also is a four-time Emmy nominee for the songwriting of that show. You know, I got to tell you, I looked down all the stuff that you've done, and it's amazing. I mean, from, you know, in front of the camera, Most Likely to Murder, to, you know, the voicing of Batgirl in the Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, comedy shows Rachel Bloom as a triple threat, and Sing Out Loud Louise.
Oh, wow, you went deep. Those are from, like, 13 years ago. I'm flattered.
Well, you know what? You have to go deep when you have such a multi-talented individual on the show. I mean, you can't just say, well, you know, she, got gas in her car yesterday. You got to go into the real depth of the thing, you know, right?
Yeah.
I would love to talk about all of the music videos that you've done. A couple of them, I think I would probably be preempted if I mentioned the title of them, but they're good pieces of work. Tough to promote a CD, an album, a song, when it's one that's pretty tough for an announcer to introduce on the air. Were you ever afraid of doing that?
Well, no, because I started YouTube doing music videos, and this is like in 2010. I never thought, oh boy, how will radio announcers deal with this? I was just trying to make internet comedy, for no money. And now I'm on this track. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was a network show, which means we had to adhere to network TV guidelines, the FCC guidelines. So we couldn't be as dirty on the show. I mean, we couldn't be as dirty as I was in some of the titles when I was just doing songs for YouTube. to, but they're still dirty and still might get you preempted. The work comes first and all of other stuff comes second. And, you know, I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people hear people on the radio like this or people, actors on TV, or you watch award shows and you think, oh, that's the job, glamorous job, where you're being interviewed and you're going to award shows. No, the bulk of the job is quite unglamorous.
Right.
The bulk of the job is just trying to make the best thing you can. It's really not dissimilar from a school play, honestly. You do the best job you can and work insanely hard. And the award shows, all that stuff, that's a perk that you get if you're lucky, but it's not the bulk of what the job is.
Boy, you said that and got it right on the money. I just don't think people realize, you know, a couple of minutes on the radio, television, on the big screen, on stage takes hundreds of hours, not just rehearsing, but the business end of it. You are absolutely correct. But I do want to make mention of the fact that we are referencing these songs is going to do wonders for the YouTube song, because that's what people want to know. You know, when they told Elvis Presley, we're going to shoot you from the waist up because you're vulgar from the waist down, everybody wanted to see him. So now that we've mentioned this, everybody's going to be running to their computer to find out what we're talking about.
Yes, please do.
Well, Rachel, you're a great guest, by the way. I'm sorry that we haven't had you on sooner.
Oh, thank you. You
got to come back again. Reboot is streaming on Hulu now. And please come back, certainly to let us know if a new season is coming up, and hopefully talking about some other adventures that you have coming up. I understand you have a thing called Angry Birds and Trolls 2 that are also on the deck. So join us again. You're terrific and very talented and very lovely.
Thank you.
That's Rachel Bloom. And boy, I tell you, she is all of the above. Actress, comedian, writer, singer, producer, toaster, hockey puck, carpenter, plumber. She does it all. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today on this last weekend of the month. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, Finn Galley from MeTV, and actress, singer, producer, Rachel Bloom. Next hour, legendary rock and roll singer from the 60s, still recording today, Tommy Rowe will be here. From Blue Bloods and the Sopranos, Steve Sharippa. We have Major Martin Narajo. He's from the Army Reserves. And Lynn Lilly, who's going to be talking about Halloween fun. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.